Today's gospel comes from the 14th chapter of Matthew. Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowd heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Oh. Well, I'm wearing shorts and the flip-flops today because I've been sweating for 3 weeks since Oklahoma City, and I just wanted to be cool today, and it's just right. So this reading, well, let me say first. So we go to Oklahoma City for a tournament, for Grace's tournament, and there you have the Oklahoma City National Memorial and Museum. How many of you have been to Oklahoma City before? So several of you. If you're ever going through there, and you need to see that place, because you know Beth and I, we were there for a number of days, and it's like, I don't know if I really want to go, you know, because it's whatever. I'm not going to enjoy it, or it's not something to enjoy anyway. You know, you got to do it, and so we go, and here's what the they have a statement that they have in a couple different places, and this is what it says. "We come here to remember those who were killed, those who survived, and those changed forever. May all who leave here know the impact of violence. May this memorial offer comfort, strength, peace, hope, and tranquility." And I got to tell you, when I went there, I was reluctant and thought that, but when I was done, boy, that's a moving. It's just a moving thing. It's wonderfully, beautifully done, and a fantastic memorial to violence. I mean, just like it says, we come here to remember things, and may those who are here know the impact of violence. May this memorial offer comfort, strength, peace, hope, and serenity. And I can only say that if you go to Oklahoma City, you're going to miss out if you don't at least spend a half an hour there, just on the outside. We didn't go into the museum, but just on the outside and everything that there is there. Which brings us to our text. Because our text, and I'm talking about the gospel text today, when Jesus says, "You feed them." And the disciples say, "We don't, you know, we got 5 loaves and 2 fish, and there's thousands of people here." And Jesus says, "Well, you feed them and give me the stuff." He blesses it, breaks it, gives it back to the disciples, and the disciples feed everyone. And that's what we do every time we gather with our meal. That's what our communion, our Eucharist, our holy meal is. Jesus takes the little pieces of bread we have and blesses it and breaks it and infuses it with God and then disperses it. We disperse it. The people who are here disperse it to all of us. It's the same thing. It's a memorial. May this memorial offer comfort, strength, peace, hope, and serenity. Hopefully, that's when you come to communion, that's what you experience. Comfort, strength, peace, hope, and serenity. And when I was in the text study, because we have a text study now where pastors come to our church Wednesday morning and we look at the text for the week, we were talking about what's the thing you can say. And the thing you can say about this story of of abundance is that all are welcome. Because who does Jesus feed? Everyone. And so when Beth and I, as pastors, when we preside at this meal and say, all are welcome, we mean it. Everyone. Whether it's 162 people, I'm just guessing, or 5,000 plus women and children. Whatever the number is, and whoever is there, all are welcome. Comfort, strength, peace, hope, serenity. So that's part one. Part two is a story of two churches, and it relates again to Oklahoma City, and relates to Jesus saying, you feed them. Because I think that's a command for us. You feed them. You, as disciples of followers of me, you take care of business that needs to be taken care of. And what business? Well, the business of deserted places. Because that's where they were. They were in a deserted place where, like in Exodus, when the people of Israel were going through after they escaped Egypt and got out of Egypt and were wandering a long time, God provided for them a meal. And it was a blessed meal. So Jesus is saying, in this great tradition, you take care of the people. And so where are places to look to take care of people? Deserted places. Places like this place where Jesus was. Because what did he do in the beginning? When the people were there before, he fed them. What does the text say? He had compassion and healed them. So compassion is the answer. When Jesus says, you feed them, use your compassionate heart to feed them. So there's two churches that Beth and I... Well, first we were in Austin. We visited this huge Catholic church with a beautiful, giant, huge stained window. It was just a beautiful thing. So I thought, when we're in Oklahoma City, we'll check a couple churches out there. So there happened to be, right by the memorial, a Catholic church. St. Joseph Old Cathedral. And part of it was destroyed during the bombing. And it was remade, and they made this giant, I don't know, 15-foot, would you say, Jesus statue, white marble. And Jesus is there, and the memorial's in the back, and he's like this, and the church is right here. And he's like this. And it says, Jesus wept. And then there's a black wall, and you know there's indentations for all the 183 people that died. I mean, it's, again, another just awesome. So we see that, and then we think, well, that's very beautiful. So we go around to the front of church, just like in Austin, to look at this great Catholic church. It's locked. And I mean, not just like the front door is locked, but there's iron gates in the front of the door that are super locked. Like, is this just closed down, this church? I don't know. But it's, and as you walk towards that door, their parking lot, the parking lot says, this is for members only. And so you start to think, what does that statue represent? You know, who is Jesus weeping for? Is it this church? And again, I love churches. When I went to PLU, I became Catholic, so it's not about that Catholic church. It's just all that symbolism when there's so much symbolism going on. And here you have this locked, super locked church with this Jesus statue. Boy, that... It was stunning. It was surprising. And it was the opposite of this scene. So it's like we see another couple spires, and it's like, let's check another church out. Then there's one way on the other end of town. And this one is called Frontline. That's the name of the church. And their logo is love God, love people, push back darkness. And it's in this huge old, I think it was a UCC church, and now this church itself, this Frontline church, is more of an evangelical fundamentalist church. And, you know, probably the ELCA and them might not completely get along, but what they're doing, loving God and and loving people and pushing back darkness for Oklahoma City is quite apparent and obvious. When Beth and I went in there to visit that church, which had this also this wonderful, huge, I've never seen a giant glass circular thing in the ceiling itself. I mean, it was huge and wonderful, and a big Christ on a cross. It was just awesome. And the day we were there, the church was being used for a group that was doing mentoring, highlighting, here's why mentoring is a great thing. And, you know, just telling stories and teaching people about the benefits of mentoring and all that being good. And this is what their website says about push back darkness. Because, you know, Jesus says, love God, love people, love your neighbor. You know, that's the basic message of Jesus. But I like this third part for them, push back darkness. If you go on their website, it says, we're about bringing God's kingdom of hope, love, healing, service, passion, beauty, and light to dark places. Bringing God's kingdom of hope, love, healing, service, passion, beauty, and light to dark places. They're truly, at least from what I saw, living out what Jesus asks us to do, commands us to do. You feed them. They're trying to do it in the various different ways. Healing, service, passion, beauty, and light, hope, and love. They're trying to enact and live out the meal that we have whenever we gather. They're doing it. So I think that you feed them what Jesus told the disciples. I think that's a good question for us. Where, when Jesus says that to you as a follower, you feed them. Where are the wilderness places in your life where some feeding needs to take place? Now, it could be for yourself, and you need to come here and be fed today. Perfect. I'm glad you're here. Please get fed. But there are wilderness places that could be in your family. That could be in the school across the street. I mean, I think about the wilderness places of Lacey. We talked about this in the text study. We're a community of abundance. Together right now, we could do marvelous things with the resources we have. And we've done some great things in the name of Jesus. But there's so much more we could do. But our community is abundant. But there are some places. And so when we go across to the school, the students that we mentor and the students that are fed by the backpack program every weekend during the school year and in the summertime, or else they wouldn't have any food, those are wilderness places for those kids that suddenly are being comforted and healed and have passion and are shown light. And the darkness is being pushed back. It's fantastic. That's an example of what Jesus is talking about. What is it for you? For yourself? For within your family? For within our community of Lacey? Or if you live in Olympia, or if you live in Tumwater, I know there's some Tumwater people here, Tumwater, or if you live in Rochester, and wherever you live, those are the people I think of automatically, however far you come. What are the places in your... Where are those wilderness places to start to push back the darkness? So I thought, well, you know, that's a nice logo. That's great. Love God, love people, push back darkness. Until Beth and I left Oklahoma City, driving out of Oklahoma City and heading back to Austin. So if you compare Austin to Oklahoma City... Well, I don't want to hurt anybody by where you live. But let's just say, where we came from in Grays Harbor, it turns out it's a depressed economy. There's a lot, if you go on downtown Aberdeen, for example, there's a lot of empty lots and old buildings. It's the same thing in Oklahoma City. You see spots all over the place. It's a city that's probably seen its high and, you know, has seen its low and maybe is coming back again. And Austin, a lot of Austin, very vibrant, very exciting. So as we're going out of Oklahoma City, you see here and there on the freeway, a shopping center here, a shopping center there, deserted here, deserted there. And in this one deserted shopping center, 5 miles out, there is a ministry outpost. And who is it? Frontline. There's that church right there, because that's what they're about. They're about pushing back darkness, and in that church, in that shopping center right there, they are beginning to push back darkness. That's the question for us. How are we going to do that? What's next for us? What's next for us as individuals and as Saint Mark? How are we going to push back darkness to bring God's kingdom of hope, love, healing, service, passion, beauty, and light? There's much work to be done. What are we going to do? Amen.